The Wright brothers are the most famous inventors in the history of flight, but they weren't the first people to come up with the idea of a flying machine. Orville and Wilbur were influenced by the ideas of those who studied flight before them. English scientist Sir George Cayley is often called the grandfather of the airplane. Born in 1773, Cayley studied the anatomy of birds and humans. Based on his measurements of birds' wings and human muscles, Cayley concluded that it would be impossible for people to attach wings to their arms, flap hard, and take to the air. This may sound silly, but it was an important discovery since most early inventions were trying to perfect human-powered wings. Cayley was the first to seriously propose a fixed-wing aircraft, with its thrust coming from something other than human arm power. The gliders he discovered could carry people over a short distance. Cayley's ideas were advanced by French engineer Octave Chanute, born in 1832. When Chanute retired, he took up airplane invention as a hobby. His books on glider design were very widely read and had a direct influence on the Wright brothers' own design. In fact, Chanute visited the Wrights at Kitty Hawk in 1902, the year before their famous flight. The other important person in the early history of the airplane was a German named Otto Lilienthal. Born in 1848, Lilienthal did more than any other scientist to make the idea of building an airplane respectable. In one period of 5 months, he built 18 different glider models and an artificial hill from which he could test them. Sadly, he didn't live to see how his ideas influenced the Wright brothers. He was killed in a glider crash in 1896.